5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sync.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 167 of the TTV podcast.
Mardi Gras.
Wow.
How's it going?
He kind of waited.
Yeah, he did. Very kind.
Good job,
thanks, man.
You're welcome. The next time,
I really appreciate
it. This is a one-time thing.
Or not. It can be an every-time thing.
Or
we can just stop doing Mardi Gras.
Or you can suck it up and stop being such a jerk and let me do my Mardi Gras whenever I want.
It's very unprofessional.
You're unprofessional.
Let's translate that. Yeah, boss. Stop making me not
do
things.
That's always
yeah,
not
with Var,
my
with
boss.
With Var gone, I'm the reigning boss.
You are
boss,
not a boss.
Boss, boss.
You are not the boss.
I am big boss.
You ain't the boss.
Oh my
goodness. No.
Anyway, how's it going, everybody?
It's going. You know, things are happening.
Things are happening.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, it is. We're recording this on Halloween.
The podcast.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't thanks, care about Venom.
Halloween. In fact, that's probably where Viper is. She's probably out doing Halloween festivities.
What a punk.
She was saying, like, oh, I'm not going to do anything for Halloween this year. And I was like on Twitter to her, you just do it, Viper, in the great words of Shia LaBeouf. And she was like, okay, maybe I'll be a zombie or something.
I'll be a zombie.
But if she went as a zombie, she wouldn't need to dress up or nothing.
Wow, just wow. Ouch. That's probably where she is, and Kai and Var are off doing their own thing. So we're going to hold down the fort.
Episode without Kahi. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I know,
ouch.
Right?
Kahi's been
faster.
So obnoxious recently.
What's wrong with Kahi?
Everything.
Just his very presence.
No, Kahi's fine.
Yes!
So.
In the meantime, we gotta get our introductions out of the way.
Yes, we
I was
do.
Actually gonna mention that. I was gonna say.
No,
Maso,
you're not gonna mention anything.
Maso, we need to, like, introduce ourselves. For all the new viewers that don't know us.
Without further ado, I'm Mesonac.
I'm LJ.
I'm Venom.
You're supposed to say the names all spooky-like for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Start over.
I'm Masonite!
Brains, I'm LJ.
I am Venom.
I retract my earlier suggestion. I'm Takuma Nova.
And this is
oh, man, that was spooky.
The spooky edition.
So,
well, the people listening to this in November are really going to care.
Yeah, not only are they really going to care, because this is coming out November 2nd, I want to say.
Yeah, I believe so.
Meso, you were skeleton. I was a zombie. Ven, you were Count, I don't know, Venula. Takuma, you didn't need to do anything. You're scary enough.
Takuma was Takuma Nova. The scariest creature of them all. But anyway, before we get too far into our crazy shenanigans, I'll do the regularly scheduled plugs.
The plug shenanigans.
So, if you would like to check out all of our content 1 week early and just generally have an awesome time, head on over to vessel.com/TTV channel. Episode 168 of the TTV podcast will be up today if you're watching this on YouTube, either right now or later on today. And you can check that podcast out on Vessel every week on Monday at some point completely for free. However, if you would like to join the Early Access membership, if you will, pay $3 a month and get access to all of our content 1 week early. And it's just generally pretty awesome, and it helps support us a ton. Yeah, and I was going to do the shirts and Audible, but then Var was like, we do those at the end. So, shirts and Audible, they're a thing.
No. Shirts and Audible at the end. There we go.
Yeah. So that's
nobody's laughing right now.
Yeah, you're not funny.
That one for you too, Meso.
I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to be informative. Come on, man. Got to do it.
Well,
quick.
Then you suck at giving the appearance of being informative.
This week we've got a pretty interesting episode. We kind of do, because individually, none of these things are really all that great. But put them all together. And we've got a nice variety.
Huh. Yeah, right.
I think we'll start off with, probably the biggest piece of news to me personally. The finalized pictures of Tahu, Uniter of Fire, and Umarak,
yeah.
The Hunter.
Oh, and
in their awkward poses.
Yeah, and I create a creature of fire, and yes, they're very awkward poses. And I will throw the picture up on the description. Initially, it got, I mean, on the description in the video, and also link it in the description, a bigger version that you can find on the club.lego.com website, because this is actually included in the Lego Club. So I think for once, Lego got their wish, and finalized pictures were released on their terms. Wow. In their official media.
They have been doing a stellar job at keeping leaks under wraps.
They really
have. Yeah. Gotta say. Because we're overdue for finalized pictures by about a month, but this is very interesting. And the sets themselves, yeah, as Vin pointed out, they're not in the best poses, really, to get a lot of the good details on them, but it's fine, kind of. I'll be honest, I kind of hate Tahu's weapons.
I really don't like Tahu's
weapons either, to be
they're
honest.
Like they're really obnoxious. It's like they just wanted to put a function in so badly. They did some convoluted thing.
I wanted to like them from our like initial leaks, but now that I kind of see them from a different perspective.
Are they going to hold in place, or are they going to like lock in different orientations, or are they going to flop around?
There is a blue friction pin.
That is a very good point. Yeah.
Because I'll just like fully extend them outwards and never mess with it. I mean, which I guess you do have the ability to do. So hey, credit where credit is due.
I mean,
but
in general, I think you just hate any iteration of Tahu, no matter what.
I don't hate Tahu. Yes, I kind of like Tahu Master after a long time of getting used to him. I'm kind of big on him, and I like Tahu Mystica, but that's about it.
Yeah, I like Tahu Mystica too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch upon that comment. I feel that Var, were he here, would be yelling at you.
Oh, yeah, we've gotten into it before.
Yeah. People disagree. Who cares? Boo hoo. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So, a couple interesting things about these sets that we can tell now that they're fully finalized. We get the confirmation, to my great chagrin, that all the people that said they have a waste function ended up being right. Even though I didn't think they'd go that route, I thought they would just still have the arms. Now it's clearly evident on their waists. There's a big turntable gear that you can twist with the gear. Yeah, cause their upper torsos to swivel around, kind of like, well, I don't know, a good comparison. Rockshi.
Rockshi.
Yeah, you can spin them around to drop them beats.
Spin them right round, baby, right round.
Okay, if it can lock
firing
in,
him.
If it can lock in place, then I won't mind. If it can't, then I'm gonna hate it.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I highly doubt
they'd make it so that it's that freely spinning.
I would like to think that.
I mean, they were smart enough to do it with the arms on previous sets.
Yeah. That is very true. These guys are so creative. I have a lot of faith in them.
I didn't expect Umarak to have the function as well and have a fully custom torso, just
really,
like
didn't
I'm
expect
sure they
that
all
I
do.
Did.
No, I thought kind of that Umarak would be like the odd one out because he's reusing a lot of parts. I thought they'd kind of just be like have a generic villain with him.
Yeah.
But no, he's got the whole deal. He's got the function and he's got what looks to be a completely custom torso, which I'm excited to see.
Currently, the controversy with Umarak, as I understand it, is that his mask is silver as opposed to the black from the prelims.
Yeah, not a fan of that.
That looks really bad.
Not a fan of that, but, you know, I don't mind not having black as a primary color. You know,
really?
I feel about black and red.
I mean, this guy is black and red.
Silver is his primary, in my mind.
Black is his primary. Green is his secondary. And red is a highlight.
There's actually a lot different from that preliminary version.
Say what?
There's actually a lot that's different from the preliminary.
Yeah, he's missing his bow, for instance.
But we know he's gonna have it, because they mentioned his bow.
A lot of the pieces...
Do we know that he's gonna have his bow?
Yeah, he mentioned it.
The description of the sets mentioned it. The picture that I linked to the textless version.
Do we know that?
Yes.
A lot of pieces that were gray are now brown.
Yeah, but do we know that?
Brown.
Do we?
Yeah.
Know that.
The hands? Some of the armor shells?
Do we know that?
Oh,
now that you mention it, the hands look black, but they are making brown hands in the Star Wars construction figures, so I wouldn't put it past that.
That looks black to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of does. It's the same color as his forearm armor, which exists in black in that color.
That does... I may be red-green colorblind, but I'm pretty sure I can still tell the difference between black and brown.
Huh. Okay.
And I'm pretty sure it's a trick of the lightning.
His horns are brown.
I'm pretty
sure
not, that
not his actual antler pieces.
Come to
but
think
the
of
brown
it, some of the pieces on Tau look kind of brownish too. So I don't know. Yeah.
And I don't think the toe of fire is going to start looking like a toe of earth. Oh wait, no. I mean stone. Except no, I mean earth.
But it's not out of the question because right around the same time as this came out, we also got pictures of the Star Wars construction sets, which we'll get to in a minute. So it's not impossible.
Yeah,
I really like Umarak. He looks like a cool dude. Although I gotta say, as much as I like his custom leg design, and I do like it, looking at the rest of the model, it's aesthetically inconsistent.
Yeah, that's a lot of the criticism that
I agree.
The Uniters are currently facing.
Yeah,
thanks to their upper leg armor, or the new piece,
which does, to be fair, it looks really strange. He doesn't cover the armor. I love the piece, but it doesn't cover the legs all that great in comparison to regular armor.
And, he doesn't do any better job than any single shell piece would.
High size 3.
Well,
he does a better job.
Gives it a bit more detail.
Yeah, but then you come into the argument of whether or not it's worth it, because it breaks up the cohesion of the CCBS, etc.
But does it break up the cohesion?
You know, it works fine with Tau because Tau has both the piston armor and about it.
I guess his torso and those crystalline pieces.
Yeah, they kind of work with that similar aesthetic. So we'll have to see with the others.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. The first wave of Bionicle sets were good, but they definitely looked like Bionicle. Like Bionicle guest starring in Hero Factory. These ones, to me, actually look like straight-up Bionicle. It doesn't make me think of Hero Factory at all.
Yeah, same here.
I never really thought of Hero Factory with the originals.
I did.
The launch of Gen 2.
There's just too many smooth shells and stuff. They looked really good, but it still evoked that... it made me think of Hero Factory.
Teach your own, because I've heard that a lot. That is a very common critique of Bionicle.
Can I mention how obnoxious it is that Tau's only red pieces are his mask and his lower legs?
Yes, you can.
And his golden version, his only red pieces are his lower legs.
I know. That bugs me a lot.
I'm just going
to
take them off.
Hilarious.
Why would I keep those on?
I like it.
Makes no sense. You like it? Well.
So you sound so confused. You like it? How do you like it?
I like the transparent red better than the red, but what I hate is that they keep the red on there in such a minimal quantity. Just get rid of it entirely. If you're going to do that.
I mean, we know they're going to do that in the third year because Tahu's going to be completely gold and trans-orange.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
He's going to be completely cool. Elemental.
I just can't believe it took us this long to finally start getting so many gold pieces. Like, we had to get all the way up to Hero Factory.
I'll refrain from talking and let you enjoy your state of life.
I said Hero Factory.
I know.
Did I miss something?
No.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Mesos, fuming right now.
I'm not crazy about the gold overdose.
No,
I think that it's taken a color that was once special.
Gold overdose than silver overdose.
How about no overdose and balanced colors? I think that's a nice, better option right there.
Don't do drugs, Lego.
I don't want gold on everything and in everything, but I just think gold Tau
looks
pretty cool.
He does look pretty cool. He's not what I have a problem with. It's more like a symptom of the times. Because gold was once a special color. When you got gold in a set, it meant something. It was a big deal. And now it seems like they're still trying to push that agenda. Gold is this special color that signifies power and cool stuff, golden masks, etc. But it's everywhere. So it's become oversaturated and it's lost that special feeling. That's certainly a fun...
Yeah, like LJ's ugly mask for the contest.
Hey!
Yeah, may as well talk about that. LJ, you finally finished your intro.
So just ruining the segue. That could have been so seamless.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Well,
now
I'm done with this podcast.
You guys
want to go get a bite to eat?
Yeah,
let's go do it.
Alright.
15-minute podcast? Yeah, nah, this is fine.
See you at Subway, which I can't eat anyway. Okay, cool.
Subway? Gotta go to Subway.
Alright, BRB.
Yep. But okay, in all seriousness, that's pretty much all for the sets. The only other thing I would mention is that the creatures don't have eye holes.
Oh, really? It's one
their
mold.
Eyes are molded in, yeah.
Oh, yeah, now that you mention it, you're right. Yep. That's hilarious.
And then Tahoe appears to have kept his stupid silver hair, which is very questionable, but what can we do?
Hey, Meso, tell me if this is just a trick of the eye. The base of Tahoe's gold mask, does it look kind of greenish?
It does, but I think it is just a reflection.
Okay.
But you're right,
I'm pretty
sure
they wouldn't put lime green on a gold mask, but...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Make sure I was seeing right.
The other thing is, people mentioned a distinct lack of brain stalks.
I mean, they've gotta have eye stalks.
It's probably like the 08 ones.
If so, that's fine. I'm not objecting to that.
That was a superfluous and more annoying function than anything. So
okay,
get rid of it.
Listen here, Meso. That was perfectly fine, and I appreciate it.
You didn't... were the slightest bit annoyed by knocking off your masks, always?
I mean, I was careful with them. I handled them with respect.
Nah, it was really annoying.
If you respect the set,
it, was,
it
wasn't worth
you.
It. Unless you're a little kid playing games with your set, it's not worth it in the least.
Hey, I'll let you know right now.
Are you a little kid, Elder?
I'm a 45-year-old man, Meso, and I play with my... Wait. Wait a second, there's something wrong about that sentence. Oh, I know,
amazing.
Okay. I am a proud 65-year-old woman, Meso, and I play with my sets no matter what you say.
Wow. You're a fool.
How dare
all right.
you?
Well, honestly.
Glad the others were
all
around to hear
these
that.
Stuff. They're around.
You
the
think?
Poor right, excuses
back.
For
and
human
how
beings.
Dare you talk crap about me.
Pretty much the only other thing of note is his story details, which reveal that Akimu has, in fact, sent them on this quest so they can become powerful enough to retrieve the Mask of Control. And Umarak's traps are called Shadow Traps.
Shadow traps.
Which is questionable to me because they don't exactly evoke any semblance of the word shadow pretty much at all. They're bright silver and, like, transparent shades.
Oh, yeah, what, they're not black?
No.
None of them? Not even gunmetal?
Maybe. Nope. A few of them are gunmetal. I don't know. Hard to tell.
I doubt it, but yeah.
Yeah.
What if they're brown?
Funny to me. That'd be great. I'd love that. But, quite honestly, yeah, it's pretty much all for this. Hopefully we see the rest of the sets soon, and we can make some more informed analyses. But until then, it's cool we have these. I guess we'll springboard into the next thing, which is also some more sets that have gotten revealed. And these sets are not necessarily as unanimously loved. It is the next wave of Star Wars construction figures based on The Force Awakens.
Oh my gosh,
ugly,
these sets
ugly,
are
ugly,
hilarious.
Ugly, ugly, ugly.
But some of them are cool. Like, the Stormtrooper's cool, we've seen him before.
Ugly.
He's pretty solid. Nothing wrong with him. Captain Phasma looks awesome to me.
Oh, it's only because of the cape, Meso. Come on.
Nah, it's just recolored Stormtrooper.
Did you just say Captain Phasma?
Isn't that her name?
As far as I'm aware, that is her name.
Oh, I was looking at the wrong set.
Oh, yeah.
Job.
I was looking at Kylo Ren.
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah,
Kylo Ren looks...
Kylo Phasma.
Kylo Ren looks really dumb to me, personally. Like,
I don't know,
he doesn't have his hood.
Any of these things.
I feel like his forearms are too short.
They are. He's just really generic. It's kind of disappointing. You get Darth Vader, the other big bad... who is like a $30 fully custom Titan with a crazy torso design, and then this dude is like the big bad for this next movie, and he's super generic and small.
I mean, that's from this picture. We don't actually know how he's constructed.
True.
That is true.
But like, look at his legs. Look at his legs. Don't they just evoke genericness?
No, they evoke Darth Vader's.
Yeah. Death Vader had better legs.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
He had, like, the sideways armor with, like, the other additional add-on piece, but...
Yeah, sure.
So, I think all the villains look okay, at least, the hero...
What's the sweaty black guy's name again?
Finn.
Oh, Finn. He has some pretty cool colors on him.
He does. It's hard to tell what exactly those colors are.
I honestly might pick him up and then throw away his head because it looks so ridiculous.
It's really easy to tell what those colors are.
One's
he's got brown hands and he's got dark tan,
brown hands, but like what shade of brown is it?
It's like from a Chima. Chima construction figures.
How do you know?
Because if you look behind him at what's her name? She has the bright tan pieces.
I'm not talking about tan, I'm talking about the brown.
Oh, I don't know what shade of brown that is, but I'm talking about like his arm pieces, the shells.
I can't believe
there.
You guys are nitpicking over a guy's color. My gosh, you're so racist.
Love Al. No, I actually think the heroes aren't that bad either, to be honest. Like, Finn's kind of stupid, but he has cool colors. I think Rey actually looks pretty solid, to be honest. She's got a cool, like, waist cape and, like, a front cloth decoration.
You're never gonna use that.
No, I'm not, but it's cool it exists. And, like, it's bright tan and then dark tan, and then the pilot guy, Poe Dameron, actually looks pretty cool, to be honest. He's got, like, a Technic over-wrapping that works with that aesthetic pretty nicely. Yeah. What perturbs me is that they all have gear functions.
Yeah, that's absurd.
They do?
If you look at their backs, they all have gears, and they all have, well, at least Finn has a custom torso. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I see it on Finn, and I see it on the chick.
As cool as that is, I gotta ask, why? They all have blasters, except for Rey. Like, it works for Rey and Kylo Ren and nobody else. What are they gonna do, beat him over the head with their blaster?
Probably.
This makes no sense to me.
Isn't Finn seen using a lightsaber at some point? Maybe it's included in the set and just not shown here?
That's very possible, yeah.
Good point, actually, because, spoiler alert, they may keep that off the promotion.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They've already shown it in the trailers.
It's been in the trailers.
Yeah.
So.
I just appreciate the sets come off looking a little less aesthetically pleasing than the last wave, but it seems like they're a little more creative as far as the baseline set prices, but there are no Titans. So it's a weird wave. I feel I won't get many of them, but I'll pick up at least one just to see the novelty of the custom torso.
I probably am not going to get any of them, personally
speaking. Won't be.
Gotta support that Star Wars franchise.
So there are hundreds of millions of other people
supporting the Star Wars franchise.
It's in need of money desperately.
I might actually pass. I may order some of the parts from these sets, like from Sweaty Black Guy. But
I swear, Ben.
Yeah, no. The only Star Wars set
Finn just wants to be loved.
Finn. Yeah, the only Star Wars set that I want to pick up right now is General Grievous, still.
Get him. I have him. Meso has him. He is great.
I want to get him recommend... and or Darth Vader.
I would recommend Vader, too, but he's not
Grievous
as cool.
Grievous is going to happen, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But,
I'd recommend Darth Vader. He's not as cool, but he's still cool in his own right. These sets are weird. Don't know if and when I'll be getting any, but I'll probably get one.
Okay.
And that's all for the new set releases, to be honest. There's a bunch of miscellaneous news. Like, we got some concept art from the 2015 set.
Yeah.
BZ Power posted it on their Instagram. It was shown at Brick Fair in New Jersey, which is pretty cool. Supposedly, gotta mention this, the 2016 sets were shown off as well, specifically Kopaka and Melum. And photography was not allowed, but apparently the guy was like, well, Tahu and Umarat got shown in a Lego club, so it's okay if I show this. And apparently it has been confirmed that at least Kopaka has a Nuva symbol on his forehead, and the rest of them do as well, because we saw that in the prelims.
Yeah, we knew
about
that.
Wait, on the forehead?
On the forehead.
Yeah, in the mask mold.
Yeah. But what we do have pictures of is a bunch of concept art. Of the Toa, of the Skull villains, of some miscellaneous pieces, and even some prototypes of the Toa protectors and Skull villains. And I really wish they were bigger.
They really were inspired by Chima. Factory Invasion from Below. That's what I meant.
Chima as well. But yeah,
these are some really ugly prototypes.
Come on, man, what's wrong with the prototype?
Like, it's so weird because the concept art and all looks really amazing. I would even argue that some of it looks better than what we ended up getting. Then we look at the prototypes, which is supposed to be the execution of concept, and bleh.
I kind of like Skull Grinder.
Do you really?
I kind of question mark like him.
That's what I thought.
I like his hands, and I like his weapon more so than what we actually got.
You like his hands? His hands look ridiculous.
They do, but in that, like, cheesy, ridiculous way. It's kind of great.
They don't even look good.
They kind of look good, but not for a figure of his
size.
They look
so silly.
You look so silly. Wait, hold this show. I just now noticed he has two heads.
Really? You just now noticed that?
One of them is a skull spider prototype.
Scorpio has it too.
On there. Yeah.
Okay, that's, alright. Yeah, sure. Yep. Okay.
Splitter Grinder.
Yeah.
And then Akimu has no gold. He's like light blue and white.
Interesting.
No, so Mister, you got that wrong. It's Skull Splitter.
Ah, yeah, my bad.
Okay, that's it. We fire him.
The Skull Villain prototypes are really bizarre to me. Like, Skull Scorpio appears relatively unchanged, except he uses lost legs. And then Skull Basher, I don't know what to make of him. He looks like a sea creature. You know what I mean? Like, he has a fin on his face.
Yeah, whatever.
He's blue. And then, the Protectors are just bizarre. Like, I don't even know what to make of them. I would really like a better look at these, because they're kind of small and they have a glare on them that makes it difficult to discern details.
Not only are these pictures not really all that great, they're pictures of a screen and that shouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah. But it is of note, they have a weird looking prototype skull spider that I'd really like to see in more detail. It's like a skull jellyfish.
Yeah, I know, right? I actually kind of like that. That's the only thing from these prototypes that I like.
The only thing?
Yep.
What about Tahu's probably more classic mask design that you can't really see all
that
well?
It looks really fat. I don't like it. It reminds me more of the Nuva version, which I never liked.
You look really fat, Vin.
Also, it's really interesting that they're, like, substituting the piston pieces because they didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
Like, Onua looks relatively unchanged, except he has less distributed gold. Or maybe more distributed gold.
Yeah,
I don't know.
More gold.
I was like, what are you
He's
saying?
He's got more gold, but the pieces are smaller, so like it doesn't look like he has as much.
Yeah, whatever, Meso.
Kopaka looks strange.
He's got more
I don't really
silver.
Know what to make of him. Yeah. That's even something with gunmetal on his upper legs. And he's got, like, the paw pieces, but they're on his arms, and they have, like, the claws coming off of them, folding down. It
I
looks
definitely
really
don't
strange.
Like that.
Yeah, all in all, I'm with you. The final versions are better than these.
Which is a surprise, because normally we're all like, wow, those prototypes are awesome!
Yeah, usually prototypes end up looking a lot more interesting than the final versions, but whatever.
Although, I will say, Tahu has back coverage on the back of his legs.
No, he doesn't. Shut up.
In the prototype?
Nope,
yeah,
he does.
Nope, stop lying.
You stop lying.
Why the heck you lying?
Stop spreading misinformation, Ben!
Amazing.
Anyway, no, you are right. It does look really awkward.
I mean, it looks better than the stick figure legs he has in his final
but
set.
But does it, though?
Yes, it does!
Or are you just saying that so you can sound right about something?
I am right about something.
What I really love.
Why the heck
is
you lying?
Oh, come on!
You're
amazing
always lying.
Song. What I really love about this is not so much the prototypes, so much as it is the concept of the Skull Villains. The concept art for these guys is just awesome.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to read some of these names, but we have such great creatures as the Skull Crusher, the Battle Bat,
Voodoo Brothers. Skull Crusher.
And that huge creature. Am I reading this wrong? Or in the bottom left corner of the screen where they show this really huge guy, it says Culta Call.
I want to build that. I'm gonna build that.
I think I'm misreading it. I think it's a B instead of a K.
I think that does say cult of call.
Yeah. Looks like
I totally want to build that though. It looks like it looks it's a combiner huge. Of all of them.
It does, doesn't it? It looks like they melted their rib cages together.
Except none of them had wings.
Battle bat.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I thought you meant, like, final sets.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it does
I mean,
that
like,
way,
this
though.
Looks like a combiner of all those,
It does.
Concepts. Because then you
and
got
some other
Crusher's
really awesome
weapon
things.
Being put, slammed together to make that big hammer,
looks
battle
like
bat's
the Voodoo
wings.
Brothers weapons make a shield.
Yeah. Yeah, dude,
yeah, awesome.
Oh, this would have been cool. Why didn't they do this?
I love the concept
because
of this.
Because who do you voodoo, Ven?
Shut up, I hate you.
I'm
gonna make a transforming mock based on these concepts, and then they're all gonna combine to make Cult of Kahl.
Go for it.
I'm going to do this. I just love the concept of this.
And then like that the other picture there, was like all of them and this one guy there was like a sword with a launcher built onto it and this huge shield with like a flail on his other weapon. And then purple swords, purple.
You know
and
what we call it? Forget it.
Yeah.
It's called a bayonet meso.
Fair enough.
Wait, what was meso calling it?
A sword with a launcher on it.
It doesn't look like a gun with a sword on it. It looks like somebody took a scrawl weapon and like stuck a launcher on the side.
It looks like someone took a launcher and added a bayonet.
These are really cool. These actually, honestly,
I really want these for like wallpapers on my computer.
Yeah,
these
remind me of concept art for the Transformer movies. I always liked looking at those. Maybe
the movies
even more
come
so
out
than
you're
the
like,
movies.
That doesn't take much.
Ouch!
But yeah, no,
you feel like Michael
these
Bay
are
is
super,
directing Transformers.
Like detailed and everything, and they got some really cool looking designs in here.
The art design for Bionicle 2015's concept art is really on point.
Yeah.
Like, props to you, team. Whoever's, like, translating that into the final version needs to do better at their job.
Yeah, really,
whoa.
Because these look nothing like the final version.
I'm
these
kidding.
Are so...
I joke.
You wouldn't even believe that these are supposed to be Lego sets. Like, what the heck?
I know, right?
It feels like they hired the wrong artists for this.
Yeah. It's not exactly fitting, like, to what the actual sets will end up being. Like, the one in the up top middle is supposed to be Skull Basher.
Oh.
We got concept art of him a while ago. And, like, that looks almost nothing like Skull Basher actually
I
did,
really
except
want
for the
that
horns.
Top left one.
Yeah, he looks really awesome. Oh, man, these sets are so cool. I wish they existed.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, these sets look so cool.
It kind of makes what we got look pretty pathetic. Like, I look over at my shelf and I see Skull Slicer staring at me with his stupid, ugly face.
Consider
and I'm
this,
like, come
Meso.
On, man.
If you're one of those people who believes in the multiverse, there is an alternate timeline where these exist.
Consider
well,
me a believer.
That doesn't make Meso feel any better.
Make me feel better either.
I'll go over there. I'll find a way.
What if
to
you
learn, hopping.
I was going to say, figure out a way to cross into the multiverse.
I'll go rip the Olmec off LJ's stupid mask.
Okay,
and then
screw
use it.
You!
Speaking of, you made a mask.
Yes, I made a mask, and I entered it into LEGO's mask contest.
What is your mask, LJ? What amazing concept, amazing originality did you come up with?
I have created the Mask of Victory.
Can't wait to do a spotlight on it so I can tear it to shreds.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But, yeah, so I'm very happy with how it turned out. I'm very proud of the end result. I don't feel that I'm going to win.
No, man, the power of positive thinking.
Oh, come on, Jay. Not me.
You know what I really hate about your picture?
What?
It's at an angle.
Which one?
And it really bothers me. Your main entry picture, the one where it's just like the mask, it's tilted.
Oh, that is the slightest
thing.
Oh,
that
is
really annoying.
It's tilted so slightly.
That is such a big oversight. Now they're definitely not going to pick you.
Oh,
definitely.
Come on.
You know
if
why?
If people at LEGO are OCD like me, which they probably are because they design sets.
These photographs have too much blue.
It was cloudy outside.
I will fix them.
Well,
it's
I mean, it's
already
entered.
You fool.
I mean, the 31st is the last day of entry. But
why didn't
you
tell me sooner?
I mean, LJ we put this off to the last podcast.
LJ put this off to the last minute, taking these photos, and then he asked for feedback, and I gave him feedback, and he's like, "There's nothing I can do, Meso.
Meso, because your feedback was ridiculous."
I was like, "Listen, you should take a picture of you actually wearing the mask, like everyone else." Where, cause like you mentioned before, the mask is the best.
I have 5 other photos of me wearing the mask.
And yet the one front and center is like...
it's not
tilted
front
at an angle.
Yeah, because... So I swear. Bottom line, I entered it, and by the time this podcast comes out, we're going to know who the winner is. Because on November
2nd... Yeah, actually,
2nd,
today. Yeah, today. So LJ,
yes.
Give us your reactions.
If I win... Yeah! All right! Yeah! I'm doing a review of that! If I lose... All right, guys, well... The Mask of Victory lost. That's going to be what I'm known for now. I'm very proud of my mask, and I'm actually going to use it for future videos.
You're going to get wrecked.
But
I mean, power of positive thinking.
It was a good run.
I'm going to spotlight you either way, so... You have that.
I'm proud of my mask.
To.
I'm very happy with the outcome. And
I got a question.
It's a shame I lost.
I have a question, Elder.
Yeah, what?
In the lore that you have constructed, what is the purpose of the black ear spikes and the black, like, buck teeth?
Well, you see, the buck teeth were used to intimidate one's opponent because the Mask of Victory is given to only the most skilled Hammer Flush players. Because it's either really intricate, it's very exclusive, or because it has a hinged mouth, which you can see the function of.
Yeah, whatever.
That's kind of my ace up the sleeve, it's the function.
You should have done a video demonstration.
No, I'll do it later. But the reason for the things on the top, they're also for intimidation, but... They are to help the user detect attacks because they're super sensitive to vibration. So they oscillate at certain frequencies, and they can detect and help the user detect.
Oscillate?
Yeah, like they vibrate.
Don't hate, oscillate.
Oh my gosh.
Several minutes ago.
But yeah, they like
jeez,
they vibrate
so
and like
dorky right now.
Oscillating frequencies.
There's actually no reason for that at all. I just made that up on the spot.
Yeah, it
ridiculous.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, but no, it looked cool and it filled some gaps. So that's why they're there.
Yeah, but I really hate your top left picture's at an angle too.
Yeah, I told
How
you.
How hard
that!
Is it to stand
I told
straight?
You that?
How hard is it to stand straight?
It's not me.
Come
I'm
on,
not
man.
The one doing that. I can stand straight like a normal person.
A better question would be: How hard is it to make a good-looking mask?
Oh, come on, Ben. I asked you for critique for weeks.
It really perturbs
and
me
I
how,
gave
like...
you the same critique. It looks like
it perturbs me how gappy the eyes are.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, you put that bone piece, like, to fill up the gaps, but, like, it's aesthetically inconsistent.
Oh, my gosh, Meso.
So, like, yeah.
I mean, you guys were worried it wouldn't fit.
It didn't fit. It was too short. It's gappy by
actually,
the nose.
No, it's too long.
Then why is there gaps by the nose? Why doesn't it just fit right over?
Because if I put it forward, the function would get in the way of the eyes.
But would it,
so
though?
So be it.
Yes, it would push them forward into that position.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I tested it. I have this mask.
How well did you test it?
Bottom line, you know, I'm hoping I win, because if I win, I get to review the mask.
Bottom line, you're not going to win, because he didn't accept any critique from anybody.
I accepted so much critique
nope.
from our moderators, I can't even tell you what their critique is, because I didn't get their permission first.
Nope.
Nice.
But I accepted a lot of critique, I incorporated it. It's actually why certain things are the way they are, Meso, you would know.
Nope.
Yeah.
But
nope.
I'm happy with the end result. I'm really hoping I can win. And if I don't, that's fine. I'm glad I entered.
You fought valiantly against overwhelming odds. And let me tell you, the odds are overwhelming.
Yes, as you've mentioned.
The competition is real.
Yes.
I haven't really seen that many great masks out there, but I guess I'm
missing something. Dude, some of the newer entries, they're ridiculous.
Let me see.
You haven't shown them to me. I haven't seen them.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. All right, time for my favorite part of the podcast. Let's make LJ feel like dirt and rob him of his chances of victory hour.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I love this part. So, let me go to the Bionicle Facebook page, and I am just going to pull up a ton of posts. But no, as of the time this episode will come out, November 2nd, either we're already going to know, which is the probable scenario, or we will know as the day goes on. So, well, send LJ your well wishes.
While you're pulling that up, is there anything else we want to mention just to get out of the way?
Somebody went as LJ for Halloween.
Yes! Oh my goodness, that was hilarious.
How'd that go?
So... I'm allergic to talking about this. So, Cardinex Carinsonson... My apologies if I didn't say that right.
You butchered that guy's name.
He sent me a picture on Google Plus of his Halloween costume. And it's of this really funny looking gold cardboard Miru that's painted gold. And he's wearing plaid. And I'm sitting here going, okay, that could be anything. It could be Liwa, and he's just happens to be wearing a plaid shirt. But then I click on the page, I look through the comments, and somebody asks, you're going as LJ? And he says, yes. And I'm amazing. Sitting here and I'm just going, you're going as me for Halloween. That is the most flattering thing.
That is pretty awesome.
And he did a great job with it too. It's so good.
You've advanced to the point where people dress up as you for Halloween.
You did such a good job making it look horrible.
Ooh, okay, and it still looks better than your original mask too. How does that make you feel?
Absolutely fine. Also,
yeah, whatever.
But yeah, props to you, man. That is awesome.
Leave you, man,
out of
this.
What isn't awesome, though, are these masks. That second one. Who made that second one? I bet I know.
First one's pretty cool.
Oh, I see. Second one. Is that the one with the teeth?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, let's see.
That one looks ridiculous.
I hate that one.
It does. It has ears that remind me of, like, Culta from the animations. Anyway, it's the Mask of Horror by Jordan Ross.
Oh. Okay.
Jeez.
Then we've got the Mask of Ice by Bodhi Verlan.
What the
fuck?
Whoa,
this is cool.
How?
Yeah.
How did I ever hope to win?
This one's the Mask of Enticement by Clive Davies.
Yeah, it's enticing me to revoke my entry.
The Mask of Leadership. Like the Mask of Leadership by Kyle Yoon. All these got perfect, well, not perfect scores, but all three of the criteria.
That
from
last
Liga.
One didn't
wow.
get a perfect score.
No, it didn't. It got a... That's the only one.
But wait, why did it get docked on color? It's all the same.
Probably because it's not vibrant.
Oh.
It's all like silver, which is super generic.
Yeah.
But then the one before it is all black.
Not all black. It's black and silver.
Oh, get out of here.
With red eyes. That one was literally all silver. Didn't even have eyes.
I mean, really, how did I ever hope to win? I put in a little measly function and hope... And I, like... That's my calling card function.
Which you didn't even demonstrate properly in a
Mr.
video. For them
I
to
demonstrated
see it.
It
Listen,
fine!
You didn't!
Yes,
a
I
picture.
Did! I have
what?
A picture
Listen,
guide!
If
you
I didn't look at that mask
at
all that
chin,
closely...
You flip a lever, it comes down, you push it back up.
If I didn't look at that all too closely, I wouldn't even know you had a gear function. I would just think it flipped downwards.
It doesn't matter.
Went back
it's a
up.
Function.
It does matter.
It does
it
not
matters
matter.
In the presentation.
Yeah,
the presentation
it's all about how you
fine.
Present it to Lego. And instead...
I have a gallery as well.
A gallery with no video or GIF.
No!
Anyway, there is the Mask of Merc, also by Jordan
like
Ross.
One. I've seen that one before. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like this one either. It looks too Cthulhu.
It just looks weird.
Yeah, it is. The Mask of Radiation by Mohamed Hisham Mari.
Mask of Radiation.
Okay,
this one's kind of cool.
How did this get color marks?
I mean, it's all the same thing, but with, like, lime green.
I'm so toast.
Gunmetal, trans neon green, and, like, yeah.
When did
fun.
They grade these?
This was the week 3 grading period, it says.
Yep.
I doubt yours is even going to get graded.
I don't think mine's going to get graded. Too late.
And then one last entry, The Mask of Shadows by Ryan Kasakia.
Okay,
that one's interesting.
On.
I don't know how to feel about that one.
I've seen this one before, too. I don't... not feeling it.
Not personally crazy about that one, but I appreciate the design that he put into it.
There's some cool little details on it, though.
Let me go ahead and continue my sorrow. It was a good run.
And then I look at
how my mask turned out. It was really
his
nice.
His stupid bootleg, like, tilted picture.
I'm really, really glad Lego got a chance to see my work.
Rip LJ.
Oh yeah, one more mask. Lego only gave this one grading mark because it doesn't fit a lot of the criteria, but I really like it just from an oddball perspective.
Yeah, that's not a mask. That
what the
I mean, they gave it the creativity mark.
Yeah. I really like that one. It is creative.
This is cool, but yeah, it's no mask.
Yeah.
It's like a comm device.
Yeah,
it's like something a creepy comm device. Like, why does it have teeth?
Because you gotta eat your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
But it's definitely unique. Gotta give it that. That's for sure.
There were a lot of strange entries. Somebody made like the mask of masks, and it was just a bunch of masks stuck together.
I mean, that got all marks.
There's the mask of not that one. That's the mask of Farsight by Alex Muss.
And that got all the mask, marks. Okay, if that gets all marks, mine totally does.
Well, where's the mask of masks?
I'll try to find it. It was posted last night, and I'm sure there's been a torrent of stuff since then.
A torrent.
But I'll go on the hunt.
Good run. Thanks for all the support, guys. There was a guy who posted on the Bionicle Facebook page and literally said, "I'm only here for LJ's post."
Wow, just well.
Isn't that nice of him?
Aren't you a celebrity?
Aww.
All right, so while I look for this mask of masks, we have one final thing to talk about. I'd like to get it out of the way. Takuma, you should get a little bit of a status update on something that, is kind of a highly requested
start talking. I was winding up with way too many socks in my closet the other day, so I had to go through them all, and I found that some of them had holes, and some I just didn't really like, and some I don't think are even mine. So I kind of went through those and threw some away and gave some to my brother. You're not talking about that, are you?
No, we're not.
Trap. Okay, so what they're getting at is that there's been no RPG yet. Hey, you already knew that.
Yep.
Don't.
There are multiple reasons for this.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we want to blame for it?
Don't.
LJ, because of his recaps and recents, would you delaying the RPG?
What?
I mean, there was a fan on the message boards who was doing this, and I asked him to stop. He was so annoying. He was the only one making this joke, saying I was delaying the RPG because of the recents and the recaps. Which is
I never heard about this.
It's the truth.
No, it is not. Saying that. That's not the case. Chikula, explain why.
Okay, here's the deal. We did record some RPG material, as a lot of you already know. How long did we spend that day doing it, actually?
Like 4 hours.
4 hours. Mm-hmm. It's all gonna be scrapped.
Yeah.
Just like BioCraft, hashtag too soon.
Because he wasn't there for it.
You guys didn't wait for me.
No, you didn't schedule your day to be there, y'all.
I did.
It doesn't matter.
I scheduled it at first, and then Takuma rescheduled so he could watch some dumb live stream.
Irrelevant. And I was not watching some dumb live stream. It was the International 5.
Dota.
Anyway, we did record something, but we're ditching it for a few reasons. One, the video... It was good for a practice run, but for actually putting up on the channel for people to view, it kind of sucked. I mean, what were some of the problems we had? For one thing, trying to do it with that many people is cumbersome and tedious, especially getting into combat, because when you have that many people to get through until a person can get through their turn, they end up getting bored and or distracted or whatever. I mean, the way we were figuring it, how long did we figure that one combat encounter was going to last? Like
one little side quest was going to last like 3 weeks.
One combat in a side quest was going to make for 3 episodes. So almost a month.
Which would be released once a week in the place of like LJ's stuff.
That is beyond stupid.
Yes. It would not have worked.
That is beyond stupid. Part of the reason for that is because we had so many people to get through. Another part of the reason for that was the system we were using. Yes, we were using the system that I designed, and no, I do not feel it is a bad system, but it does not work well for trying to make a watchable show out of. Too many things to keep track of, too many modifiers and variables, and we needed something that was... Yeah, we needed something that was quick, fast, and easy. So, we are not even going to be using the system that I spent I don't even know how much of my life building.
Ouch.
Literally, probably 100 hours or more. I don't hate the system. I think it's a fine system. But it's not going to work for
what
we
system.
Want to do. I've already sent it to you several times.
Send it to me again.
It's on the message boards. Go get it yourself.
Okay.
Stop being lazy.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben.
So anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be starting over. We are going to be splitting up into 2 groups of 3 players, which means we'll be going back and forth between these 2 different, I guess you should say, you could say plot lines that will meet up in places. Otherwise, you're going to be... I think this is also going to make for an interesting take. You'll be following 2 different... sets of people and finding out how it all meshes together further on down the road. This makes it so that it's easier to schedule times when people can actually be around, because scheduling for 7 people is a nightmare.
Especially when some of them are in another
especially
country.
When some of them are really busy or in different time zones or
other countries.
Yeah. Splitting it up for people, partly for scheduling concerns, partly because that'll speed up things where people have to take turns, namely combat. Also, to take, a different look at it, go with the 2-plot line deal for some...
We decided on who the 2 groups were going to be?
No. We don't know who's going to be in which team yet.
Hmm.
But
LJ should definitely be with Kai for comedic value. Yes, I think that would be the most amusing route to take. Kai, Vin, and LJ, me, Var, and Viper.
You are not throwing me in that mix. Heck no.
Well, you need to be with Kai for like lore purposes, but anyway,
it. I'm changing up my lore.
Okay. you got time now.
Yeah, heck yeah, I'm doing that.
No, it would work great, man.
No, I'm good.
Okay,
yeah, maybe we can talk about what actually happened in that episode during the after show or something. Since
maybe, we'll do that.
Since it's not going to be released.
Yeah, let's go.
No,
yeah,
it's not even
going
to be a message board exclusive or anything like that, because it would be too much work for almost no
too
return.
Much work for that.
I mean, geez, 4 hours of footage to go. No. But
on the plus, though.
We're going to be splitting people up. We're going to be using a new system I am designing. This one I'm almost completely finished. It's really quick and dirty and easy.
Dirty.
Yeah. I'm not going there. It's more or less a modified version of 5th edition D&D.
Wow, I totally know what that is.
A little more simplified and a little more freeform, so that Mesa won't just go, Shadow Bolt, Shadow Bolt, Shadow Bolt, Shadow Bolt.
I have very limited direct offensive capabilities.
Magic missile!
You
magic
have very
missile.
Limited ideas of what to do.
Magic hey, missile!
I just hate being so far away, and I have to spend my whole turn walking to someone, and then like, oh, then I gotta wait next turn.
Anyways, new system, splitting people up, slightly new story that'll be more interesting, and obviously at this point we have to start recording all over again, but...
That's okay.
We'd only
we're
done
also
kind of
awkward with
we'd
our
only
characters.
Done one session up until this point anyway. What were you saying, Meso?
Yeah. We were also kind of awkward with our characters, so... yeah. we can get through
it
that.
It was good for practice for people to kind of get in the feeling, because Var really didn't know what he was getting into. You really don't know what... I guess you really don't know what one of these things is until you either play it yourself or watch someone play it at the very least.
Yep. This is true.
So, yeah. And so, people want to make some changes to their characters anyway, I guess.
So, whose fault is it?
No one's really.
That's right. Whose
Except
fault
for
isn't it?
But there's a difference between deciding whose fault it is and deciding who you're going to blame.
No.
No. It was LJ.
It is obviously LJ's fault.
Come on!
Alright, I found some amazing masks that I would like to show off.
Ugh.
So, but then we'll end the episode and move into the after show. So this is the mask of pure warfare.
That is the mask of Junkyard.
What the heck?
I'm gonna pretend my eyes have not seen
this. This
I mean,
somebody
it's got
on
a
our
cool shape,
boards,
but
I don't know. Next up, the mask of bones.
It makes me think of something. What?
Mask of.
I'm gonna refrain from comment. Just
I mean, I feel bad saying these things because these people, you know, probably work really hard, or at least they believe they really worked hard on them, but.
Oh,
the mask of masks!
The mask of masks! Oh no!
What on earth?
This is disgusting. This is so gross.
This is great.
It's,
I love
it's just a gimmick. That's all it is a gimmick.
Yep. And then finally, one of my favorite masks in the contest. Oh, no sarcasm from an aesthetic perspective.
Whoa!
Yeah, the mask
Whoa.
Of acceleration.
That's cool.
Okay, no,
that's cool.
That's. Yeah. I like
yep.
that.
Yep.
LG, you lose. This
one's
the best.
That's one of my favorite color schemes ever. So.
Yeah.
Yep, black, teal, and like light blue.
That
I'm glad that
so
I entered.
Really nice.
I'm happy that LEGO got to see my mask, and I'm glad that I have something to use in the future.
The mask of horror dealt the first punch. The mask of acceleration was the knockout.
Yep. It was a nice run, guys. It was a nice run.
Dude,
I just
I'm
love
just,
how
yep,
this one isn't so busy like most
Robo
of the other
Rider
ones
wheels.
Are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's much smoother. But Robo Rider wheels.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
So.
Alright. Well, quite honestly, that pretty much wraps up this episode of the TTV podcast. It ended up being quite jam-packed, which was pretty cool. Stay tuned next week where we won't have Bionicle 2016 finalized pictures. And, as always, follow us on Vessel at vessel.com/the TTV channel for 1 week early access to all of our videos, including episode 168 of the TTV podcast, which is up right now on Vessel if you are watching this episode on YouTube. And check us out at store.ttvpodcast.com to buy some shirts. They're pretty cool. We should have some new designs coming up sometime before the end of the world. And check us out at audibletrial.com/TTV to get a free audiobook of your choosing. We recommend anything but Brick by Brick because it's pretty oversaturated at this point. And yeah, you can check us out on the TTV message boards at board.ttvpodcast.com for exciting discussion of the whole lot of no news we've got nowadays. And thank you very much for listening. Check us out, well, this is endless plug after plug, but we've got an after show coming up. Only for Vessel subscribers. So without further ado, thank you for listening. I'm Messina.
I'm LJ.
I'm Venom.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And this was TTV episode 160... Was it 7? It was 7. Right? Yeah, 67. I got it.
I choked at the end.
See you next time!
Bye.
I'm through with this.